There are some interesting tidbits that are coming out surrounding it. Now, it may be a few more days, maybe another week or two before we have a really good picture about what's happening. But here is some of the intel that's out concerning that. Number one, I don't know if you remember this, but 60,000 pounds of fertilizer, which can be used for an explosive, was on a train from Wyoming to California, and it disappeared. Well, it turns out that supposedly one of the men on the submarine owns the company that owned that ammonium nitrate that disappeared. That's an interesting piece of information. The other is that if you listen very carefully to the Coast Guard, he said that it imploded. Now, at that deep, that pressure, when it implodes, it doesn't explode. Compresses like an aluminum bear can. Now, the only way in or out of that machine was from the outside. It had to be open from the outside. So it collapsed on itself. What's interesting is that there's now intel that says that that particular submarine was empty. There's no bodies in it. Now, how valid is that? How true is that? I don't know. But apparently, this is coming from Air Force sources. So we just don't know. We don't know what the truth is yet about that. And I'm sure that there is a lot more going on in regards to this. And we probably have to try to decipher this as a calm. Now, is it white hat calm or is it a deep state calm? Almost everything that's happening in the world that we see is a calm. It is a communication, an attempt to communicate with us, the civilians, the citizens. The great Jim Willie, who I have a great deal of respect for, and I know that clips of what he has been saying have been posted on Knights of Terror and on other channels. He made a comment about a new client that he has. And the client was telling him that, look, things are going on in the background, and they're to the 10th degree of what you think is happening. And he goes, and they're in no hurry to tell the populace because they don't, one, want us in the way. Two, it would threaten some of the missions. And three, they're concerned that they would lose more soldiers, and they don't want to lose more soldiers. And that's very, very valid. That's a very, very valid concern. I think we will know shortly where we're at with all of this. We just have to be patient, and I know that's hard. I mean, we're watching our country go down the tubes. We're watching it be invaded. We're watching the price of everything go through the roof. We're watching the value of the fiat currency collapse, which was inevitable anyway. We're learning about the criminality of so many different things, so many different organizations. We're watching the FBI and the Department of Justice literally just do their own thing and shred the Constitution. So, and this is why you have your militias preparing for war if it comes to that.